each of us has a very sort of a varied life. I mean, mm-hmm. you've got issues with kids. You've got issues, a lot of us. You've got issues with kids. You've got issues with this part of your social life. You've got issues with that idea of keeping them compartmentalized also helps to keep them organized, doesn't it?
Right, for sure. And that's, again, it's almost like breaking it down in some of those pieces. And we want to make sure our lives are running smoothly. We're holistic, you know, it's not just work, it's our physical, it's this and that and how they work. And often if one thing gets off track, we're not fully satisfied as a human being. So we can be focusing too much on work and making lots of money, but if that's at the expense of our relationships and our health and some other issues, is it really worthwhile in the big picture?
Yeah. What about the idea of prioritizing? Prioritizing is critical,
mm-hmm.
and that takes a bit of mind time. You have to actually sit down and fantasize and make notes. Where are you on day timers and calendars?
Well, the truth is, a lot of times we live our lives and measure ourselves by intent, but the yardsticks in life are by behavior. So we get rewarded by behavior.
Yeah.
We get paid sometimes by behavior. Our health yardstick is by our behavior. So I have a lot of clients that are very optimistic and say, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And we need to turn those intents into behaviors. And again, before when I said, you know, it's a project, we do tasks, not projects, the same way as, you know, our intents may be one thing, but I'm a believer that if you don't have it's scheduled, or you don't have that pointed in the direction of when you're going to do it, it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work with clients and they say, well, I was going to do this for years. Well, that's true, because if you're going to do it and you're measuring yourself on that intent, but the truth is, can you say yes or no at the end of the day if whether you did that?
Yeah, I'm
going
to get together. We'll get together sometime and have dinner. We should do that.
Yeah.
Is nothing but an idea until you put it in your daytime
exactly.
And get the organized. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're living in a lifestyle today that we do a lot of. Our words don't have the same meaning that they used to. We'll do coffee, we'll do lunch, and I don't know if it's coming from the media or wherever, but, you know, the truth is we have to be accountable to our words and that sort of thing, and a lot of times it just goes out there. So we have to be accountable to ourselves. If we say I'm going to do the taxes on the weekend, what does that look like? Is that the morning? Am I going to get up and do that first thing? Am I going to do that in the afternoon after I take the kids to hockey? So this is where you get into scheduling. It doesn't always mean that I'm going to write it down at 9:05, I'll do it. But, Bill, you want to plan and say, I'm going to spend 2 hours on that or an hour and a half. And a lot of us have a bad sense of timing as well.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how much it will really take. So one of the places I start with my clients is, you know, sort of saying, how much time does it take you to drive to work? How much time does it take you to get ready in the morning? And once we get real about some of those things, and how much time do you spend watching TV? Because most people will say they spend, you know, 3 or 4 hours a week watching TV when I think the average is like 20 hours a week or something.
Well, and that's one of those things that where we think we know.
Yes.
We assume, but one of the things about getting organized is to know.
Yeah, and start with reality.
To find out, yeah.
The reality check. How many black pants do I really have? How much time am I really spending watching TV? Am I always late for work because I think it takes a half an hour for me to get there, when the truth is, you know, it doesn't. It takes me that long to wait in line to get my coffee before I'm going in. So get real is a, you know, getting real is a great place to start.
What you do is interesting, because it's all about human nature and being aware, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we like to delude ourselves at times.
Colette Robichaud will help undelude you. Well, www.organizeanything.com. Her number, can I give the number?
Yes,
902-233-1577. 902-233-1577. Thank you for being my guest, Colette.
Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure. It's awareness check, and it makes you sit down and say, am I really that organized? Am I really that disorganized? What's really happening? Reality checks, those are always good for us. It's been a great morning. B. Houston, thank you very much for being my producer and getting everything organized. We will be back next Saturday. Dear knows what we're on about. You probably already have it organized. See, because B, now that's organized right there. Thank you, B. Meanwhile, everybody, take care of each other. It's been Saturday Mornings with Bill Carr. It's always a pleasure. It's a wonderful world. Keep it that way. Bye.